Hello everyone, it's time again for the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He's always up to something good, always moving on the behalf of his people. He loves us in real time. He loves us right now. And he has done great things put things in motion to be a blessing to you. It's my greatest desire that you can receive the grace that God has so generously given to us. I want everybody to know that the Lord our God is good. I want to explain something about the Lord. He put things in motion long before we realize it. In order for a preacher to be a blessing to you and represent him right to you, he has to be trained. So the Lord prepares people just to let you know about the knowledge of Jesus Christ. And if you look at the world, all the nations that don't have the gospel preached to them, they have a harder time. There's a darkness over those lands. And in some nations, the heads of the nations, the presidents, kings, or dictators, whatever they have, their government works, they try to suppress the knowledge of Jesus Christ. And there were times in Russia where people, if you were a Christian, you couldn't drive, you couldn't have a driver's license. China, they frowned on Christianity, and now there's a great underground church going on there. In all the countries where the devil has deep roots in the government, there are underground churches, because the gospel of Jesus Christ cannot be stopped. The Lord is after people that would believe. And all of the wars from the times of Adam were started because men did not want to know about Jesus Christ. You know, people fight over territory and things like that, but that's because they don't look to God. They fight over things they don't have to because they're not looking to God. Now, men have their motives, but Satan has his motives. He wants to stop the gospel from spreading. And I'm going to show you ways he did that. And this is why the Lord has to come back and judge the world for what it's done. The world will be judged for rejecting Jesus Christ. And interfering, especially those who interfere with other people's salvation. A lot of things are happening now because sin has taken roots in different places. Now, I explained what the world system is many times. The lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. This is why mankind gets in trouble time after time, generation after generation. And all sin hardens your heart against God. When Adam first sinned, he took flight. He ran from the voice of God. And we inherited sin. We were born in sin with a sin nature. And men are used to running from God. Because the light of God's word, his light, his love exposes sin for what it is. And darkness always tries to hide, especially when you love the worldly way. Now, the worldly way won't work. The lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life, they will not fulfill your life. And they cannot. Those are dead things. Those are dead belief systems. Because it is sin. God rejects sin because sin will spread through you like a cancer. Now, let me ask you this question. Some people think it's all right to have a little bit of sin going on. Now, God has gave us something to show us what sin will do, called cancer. Who in their right mind would like a little bit of cancer going on? A little bit of, you know it's going to spread. if it's unchecked and kill. If you don't kill the cancer, it will kill you. So anybody with a terminal disease like cancer, if you don't kill it, it kills you. It's no different with sin. If you don't kill the sin, it will kill you. Now, Jesus did something to kill sin. He washed us in his blood. We believe on it. We have a brand new heart. We receive righteousness from God. A lot, and sinners think that they have to be good on their own. And you can't. That's why Jesus died for us. No man could. When it comes to sin, a man without Jesus Christ is outclassed. He's outclassed. He can't fight. He can't win against his sin. I put it this way. Man is no match for sin. But sin is no match for God. Only God can destroy our sin. So he became a man to do it. So that's good news. That's why we celebrate Christmas, because people found out that they could be saved. They knew that they could. See, people, when people get saved, they know they have an unction on the inside. They have a witness on the inside. They have a brand new spirit, and they have peace with God. And the Holy Spirit lives in their spirit. And they have a witness that they will live forever. That's why true Christian people are so dedicated. And people who have never gotten saved, they can't understand it. There's nothing in the world, there's nothing on this planet that can represent what it's like to be a Christian. Those of you who never received salvation through Jesus Christ, there's nothing in the world that can be a decent representation of what it's like to be right with God, to be made new, to be saved, to have all your sins washed in the blood of Jesus. Yeah, preacher, but Christians have the same problems we have. It's not about the problems you have. It's about the change that was made. The problems and the challenges of this world, Jesus made, he gave us countermeasures to conquer those things. You still got to get up in the morning and go somewhere and work. You still got to get an education, not only so that you can get a job and provide for your family and loved ones and your parents, your elderly parents. You have to work to do all that, but you have to get an education just to teach your own children. You have to learn how to live this life so that you can train your children the way that they should go, so they can have a good future. And you have to explore what interests you. And hopefully the things you're interested in can become your work. And your work won't seem like a labor. The wisdom of God will help you with all those things. It's a blessing. If we could trust God and do things, if we could just do the things God has given us to do, our lives would be well blessed. It'll be blessed. I mean, greatly. Now, these broadcasts, we're on a different subject. The last broadcast was end times. But the return of the Lord is so close, he changed my theme. This theme is end days. End days. These are the end days. We only have days to do God's work. You know, and I'm going to run this series till God either take us out of here or he give me another one. But end times, he gave me that over 2 years ago. We've been talking about end times, preparing people to live now. It's more about how to live the life of God and prepare and be wise in the last days. But these are end days. This is very close to the return of Jesus Christ. Now, before he comes back and touch the ground, he's going to come back at midair and catch his people up to him. That's called the rapture. Then he's going to judge the world for rejecting Jesus Christ. Now, this is very important. The things that God has given and the things he's putting on my heart, they are very important to know so we can understand him, so that we can be saved and miss out on the days of the tribulation period, which Revelation talks about. It's not going to be like this. It's going to be totally different. Now, these broadcasts are also on newlivingletters.com. Newlivingletters.com. All these broadcasts are on the website, newlivingletters.com. You can download it to your devices, your smartphones, your tablets. You can email it to people. You can send it on a message, send the website and how to get on it. You can download it and you can even send the download to people that you love. People in other states can listen to it. It doesn't matter, anywhere in the world, people can listen to newlivingletters.com. And it's on the audio. This broadcast will be. I'm going to make a new. There's a new web. A new page called the audio page number 3, audio 3 page. So there's 3 on there, in real time. The audio page 2, and audio page 3. So, you know, look under the radio log, and you'll see it. Now, all these broadcasts will be there, and it's longer. There are some good things on there. Our Sunday school class is on there as well. I thank God for it. Now, all of these things, God put things in place just for you now. Everybody who can tell you about Jesus Christ and everybody that God sends, puts in your path to help you understand who Jesus is, he prepared that person long before the day you meet them. So don't be so fast to turn a cold ear to what they're saying. Because God is sending laborers. People are praying that God would send laborers to people and reach people. Some people don't go to church on their own. Some people used to go to church. Some people used to be saved. But because of the things of this world, they went back. Because of all forms of discouragement, lack of training, lack of understanding, lack of the knowledge of God's word, lack of the fear of God in the first place. And then the hypocrisy. Now some people are hypocrites. There are many tares out there, and there are more tares than wheat. I'm going to say that again. There are more tares than wheat. Jesus said, many will come to me saying, Lord, Lord, we preached in your name. We cast out demons in your name. We ministered in your name. We worked miracles in your name. And he's going to say, depart from me. I never knew you. Now, just because you're a Christian with a righteous heart, you've been made righteous, and that's true. But your mind has to be renewed, and you have to dominate your body. And then you're under attack from Satan. Satan is trying to stop you, but don't be afraid. God gave you power over the enemy. You have, if you study Luke chapter 10, Matthew chapter 16, and Matthew chapter 18, it teaches you real plain that you have power over darkness. You can stop Satan at your will. Matthew says that whatever you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. Whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. That means if the enemy comes at you with anything, evil thoughts, evil people are in your path, tell Satan to stop. You don't have to argue with men. Tell Satan he can't use that person against you and against your children. And I'm not telling you this just as a religious format. I'm telling you what I have lived. I was putting heads on my truck one day, and I heard voices in the back of my truck. And I went on the side of my truck, and I saw a man had a gun to my neighbor's son's head. And the Rico, the man had a gun to his head. And I said, and under my breath, they did not hear me. I said, Satan, you can't kill him in Jesus' name, and you can't hurt him. But I never stopped walking towards them. I said, hey, man, if you kill him, if you shoot him, it's not worth it. And the guy, he put his gun in, he put his gun down. I said, if you shoot him, it's not worth it. And he put his gun in his belt and walked off. He put him in his pants and walked down the street. And I have seen God move. If you take authority over Satan, he can't kill your loved ones. He can't do the mischief he had in mind. If you see any evil forming, if you see your children hanging around the wrong crowd, you can break it up by saying, Satan, you can't do that. See, God gave us countermeasures. We just have to learn about them and use them. You have to learn the word of God. That's why the Lord gave us churches. There are good churches, and there are churches are just like people. You have to pray and ask the Lord, where should you go to church? And the Lord will send you there, and when you go, go to learn. Be a student and be a blessing. And the Lord will help you. That's part of the network you have. All your friends that love God, that care about you, that pray for you, that's part of your network. And you need to be around them. You need to be a blessing to them just like they're being a blessing to you. You help them, they help you. You receive knowledge from the Holy Spirit. They receive knowledge from the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will help us link up with people that's doing the same thing. That's why Jesus said, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. Do the things that make you stronger. When you go to college, you need the network. Whatever you're trying to do, if you run a factory, you really need a network of people to pray for you and help you know what you don't know. Because Satan is always trying to tear down your life. These are the end days. And we want to, it's very important that we learn who Jesus is and operate according to his word. Now, the Lord loves us and he cares about us deeply. And he wants to help us solve problems. And he gave us his word to do exactly that. There's no problem you can have in this life that the word of God don't solve. He can give you knowledge and wisdom about any subject there is. But you have to take time. Jesus said, learn of me. Now, if the enemy spends a lot of time to keep people from learning who Jesus is, that means it's a strong blessing that he can't deal with in that kind of knowledge. So it behooves you to learn who he is for yourself, not just the hearing of the ear, what others have said. You need to learn what he said to you personally. Now, the Lord didn't just leave you on earth with a good book. He also left you with a guide. If you believed on Jesus Christ, you have a new heart, and also the Holy Spirit lives inside your heart. And he's there to guide you. He's with you always. So don't grieve him. Do the things that that Jesus taught. Do the things that Jesus taught. They work in every situation there is. I was a trained mechanic. I went to Bessemer Tech when it was Bessemer Tech before it was Lawson. I finished in 83 after high school. I took time to learn. I wanted to be a mechanic and I wanted to be a good one. I wanted to understand cars so that I could fix them and take care of my family. And that's what I love doing. So I took all the mechanics. My original plan was to go back and take up accounting and open a shop, work at a dealership until I finish accounting and then open a shop. But I got on a R&B band and we played music and I never went back for accounting. I never went back for business. But I did study the Sermon on the Mount because I got saved in 1983 just before I graduated. And when I was studying the Sermon on the Mount and all the teachings of Jesus, I wanted to understand things, and that's what I read, and that's how I wanted to represent Jesus to people, because I wanted everybody to know the peace that I found out about. And I did the things he said do. That's how I govern my life. But even though I was not a trained businessman, the Sermon on the Mount helped me become a good businessman. Now, I was not trained. There was a lot of things I didn't know about business. But I was good at fixing cars. And when it was time for me to open my shop, I didn't even think I was ready yet. But it worked because the character I learned, all the things I learned from the Sermon on the Mount, they work in life. They work out in life, not just in church. They work in life. And you can apply those principles and it will bless your life. And when I didn't know what to do, I used those principles. If I made a mistake, if something went wrong, if I broke somebody's car, I made it right. I always made it right. And sometimes I have to come back 2 or 3 days to make it right. And to be honest with you, sometimes I would break something. It would be my fault. A bolt might break. Something I did didn't turn out like I wanted it to. And I would have to go and fix some other cars to make money to come back and buy their parts again and fix it. And I would do that. And I was still able to pay my bills. I made things right because that's what you do. And I didn't leave people hanging. And all of my business was word of mouth. And it represented God. People got saved because of character. And it made me a better mechanic because I didn't want to make mistakes. And I worked harder to and learn greater techniques so that I would do better work. And it worked. And when, you know, it was rare that I would break something, but sometimes things don't go right. Sometimes the parts you put on there are not good. You might buy a brand new water pump and it may leak. So I will go back, take it off, the parts store would warranty, I put it on there. It wasn't my fault, but I made it right. They paid me to do it, so I did the work right. I made sure that it was right. All things that you do, you know, when you make choices, when you leave people hanging, when you don't do good work, if you do shoddy work, you get a shoddy reputation. And people won't trust you. But when you do good work, people will tell their best people about you. And I also learned this. They won't send shady people to you either. And I ran across some shady people that wouldn't pay me, but I did right by them. I didn't always get paid, but I always paid my bills. Now, God is with us, and he wants us to know him. In this life, Satan will try to stop you, but you'll overcome him. And you do that by doing the word of God consistently. Not just when it's convenient. Not just when somebody's looking at you. Always live by the word. Integrity is when you do what's right in private. When you know nobody can see you, you still do what's right. Now, that's what God is looking for. People who will be sincere with him. And because he loved man so much, there are people out there that will help you do what you got to do so that you can survive the end days. These days are here. They're upon us. And God and the Lord is coming back. Now, when it comes to sin, he's trying to rescue you from your sins. He's trying to help you avoid every consequence of sin. Sometimes people think that God's trying to take something from them. They think that God's trying to keep them from having a good time. But they don't know what sin is doing to them. They don't know how sin is corrupting their life and their mindset and their attitude. And when you have the wrong opinions like that, it destroys other things. You betray people that you love. There are people out there, they have married the perfect person for them. There's not a better spouse they could have on this planet that will understand them, love them, and have their back. But because they keep looking over their shoulder, they get in an adulterous relationship, commit adultery and things like that, and they ruin the relationship that God gave them. And sometimes they end up with a person that don't have their back. You know, they had a spouse that, if they got in trouble, their spouse would have prayed them through. They would have prayed for them. They may have a terminal illness. That's the spouse that God gave them would have prayed them through and blessed them and helped them succeed in this life. But then they go and cheat on them. And end up with somebody that don't have their back. And if they get sick, they don't pray at all. They start looking for insurance papers so when they clock out, they can get rich. And then the spouse that they trouble and, you know, they hurt their spouse, and their marriage ended in divorce. And now their spouses have moved on, remarried, have children and live a productive life without them, because Satan don't tell you the details. He show you the bait side, not the hook side. And you know you're wrong. You know you were guilty. You know it didn't work. God tried to help you, but you wouldn't listen. Now that don't, those things don't need to happen. God put things in place so that our lives don't get out of hand. So that our lives can go forward like it's supposed to. God loves each and every one of us. Everybody has a purpose, and only God can help you heal, even if it was your fault. You still have to heal. He's willing to help you heal and move on. And now you can build your life from this point. But before things get out of hand, before all the heartbreaks and before all the trouble happens, why not just learn God's word and stop listening to the false opinions of Satan and sin? Any sin that you don't drive out of your life will work against you. And the trouble you have, you can trace it back to lack of knowledge. And when people lack knowledge, they allow things they shouldn't. It's up to us to use the countermeasures that God has provided. As we learn what he has to say, they help us avoid trouble. But all sin. That we don't drive away from us, will work against us. And it works to make your life miserable. When people allow lust in their life, that's something that can't be satisfied. And the more you indulge with it, there's no satisfaction in it. And it's harmful. It causes a man to betray his wife. Causes a woman to betray her husband, and then their children are affected by it, and then their loved ones, their friends. When one of your friends get in adultery and you know it, it puts a rift. You know that they're betraying their wife and their children, and you can tell it's gonna have deep sorrow. And it's gonna hurt people that you care about. And then your wife's father, the people that love your wife, her mother, her aunts and uncles, her cousins. It hurts everybody. It's like stabbing everybody that's in her family. And then your family, when they find out, they know you're hurting somebody that really cares about you. It's like taking a knife and sticking them too. But when Satan tempts people, he don't reveal all that. And then when you say, "Well, I messed up," that's not good enough. You have to. It's best to avoid all that kind of trouble. And when you hurt people, they don't always bounce back. And then the children, they have to live with this pain. And then it leaves hurdles for them to jump. It makes it harder for them to overcome things like that. Because we bear fruit after our kind. But thanks be to God, He gave us countermeasures. And if we learn, if we can trust God and not sin and drive it away, if we go back to the tree in Genesis, He made the tree of life. If we eat off it, we live forever. We can build our life from point to point, from grace, from faith to faith. We can always grow. We can always do better. But the day you eat off that tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you should surely die. Because it was sin to do that after God said, "Don't do it." Now, the tree was not sinful. The tree was a representation of an alternate path. But the act of eating off it is sin. And when people sin, they die. And as soon as Adam ate off that tree, he started running from God. He left God's kingdom and started looking for another one. It's a problem. And now people are born in the world's kingdom. And now through Jesus Christ, we can enter God's kingdom again. And that's what Satan is trying to hide. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. The Lord will continue to answer your prayers, teach you, and bless you all day long, and commune with you. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.